Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Shemois. Daf Torah, in the middle, when Perek Chaf Ches begins, Navi Yeshaya says, Hoy Ateres Geul Shikari Ephraim, woe to you, drunkards of Ephraim, referring to the Asaras HaShvatim, which were always led by, from beginning and end, their main kings were from Ephraim. Woe to you, drunkards of Ephraim, drunkards of Asaras HaShvatim, Ateres Geul Shikari Ephraim, who wear crowns of Gaiva. You feel so proud about being drunk. You feel so proud of how involved you are indulging in Olam Hazeh. Woe to you. V'tzitz noivel tzvi sifartoi. And the beauty, the blossoms, the flowers, the flowering that you have, noivel, is dying. Woe that it's dying. Woe that it's falling apart. Mepharshim explained that this refers to a fig, which looks so beautiful at the beginning, but if it's not, doesn't grow properly, it just falls off the tree dead. We'll see soon. Asher arosh gei shemanim halu meyoyin, who you were at the top of the valley of shamein, of being fat, vayishman yeshurin, you were so doing so well materialistically, halu meyoyin, you were smitten with wine, you were just all the time living in a tanugim of olam hazeh world. Yeah, I'll read you the words of Rav David Feinstein and Kol Daidi. During the long exile, Jews discovered the allures of materialism and the quest for wealth, and they became so wealthy that it would be difficult to disentangle themselves from their possessions and attitudes. They too will be aroused from their luxuriant slumber by the sound of the great shofar. This is referring to earlier, the pasuk before we spoke about the Yaimahu Yitaka B'Shefer Gadol. So Rav David Feinstein, Zechariah L'Racham, connects us to the pasuk before, which says that the Bnei Yisrael are shikairim, they're involved in Olam Hazeh, they're just physically enjoying themselves, they forgot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they'll also be awoken by the shofar in the future. That's how he learns that Torah. But we want to explain right now, pasuk shad in a couple of psukim. Next pasuk continues and says, Hinei, chazak v'amitz la'ashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a very, very strong and powerful weapon, which will destroy this materialism, this wine, this drunken attitude that you're involved in. Kizerem barad sar katev. Like a very strong current, a stream of hail. Imagine a river just of hail that's moving down. Sar katev. Sar katev means a big tempest, a big wind, which kills, which destroys. It will take away all this wine, all this materialism. Will take you away from it. Kizerem Mayim Kabirim Shaitfim, like a big strong current of very, very powerful water which is flooding, like one of those flash floods, Chwanel Islan, just picks up everything in its way. He niach la'aretz biyad, and it takes those fruits which are growing on the tree, everything that you have, all the gashmis you have, it just throws it to the ground, biyad. And the Mitzvah says biyad means it throws it down strongly, it doesn't fall to the ground, it gets thrown down by hand. So all that gaiva you had, all that ateres geus, that gaiva and that crown you're wearing, walking around, feeling so comfortable, feeling so assured, will be thrown down. Next pasuk. Viraglayim tera masna. And it will be trampled all over. Ateres geus yikari Ephraim. The crown of the gaiva of the drunkards of Ephraim. So not only is their crown thrown to the ground, but now the ground is trampled on, which means others will come and step all over it. And most of Farshim say, this is referring to when the Asaras HaShvatim were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, all the other Goyim came and took over their places. V'hoysa, Pasuk Dalet, Tzitzas Noivel Tzvi Sifartoi, Asher Arosh Gei Shmonim, and it will be this beautiful blossom, which was at the top of the valley of those that are saturated and fat and doing well. Noivel, which we said earlier in Pasuk Aleph, he said it's going to all of a sudden wither away and die. That a fig, it will be, says the Navi, kivikura b'tarim kayitz, like the earliest fig, before the season really comes, before it's really ripe and ready, there's this one fig that's always ready earlier. Asher yireh haroya oisa, someone sees that fig early, v'oida v'chapa yivla'ena. Two pshatim from the Radak. One pshat says the Radak, v'oida v'chapa yivla'ena. He just puts it into his hand, into his cuff, into the palm of his hand, And in this manner, it just gets eaten up. It just, in a second, is gone. Meaning, it's not really the season yet. It's b'terem kai. It's not really ripe. It's just, you have it in your hand. It's right in front of you. You're going to eat it. He says, the goyim, the Mari Kra explains, also, we're going to say another mahalach in a second. Mari Kra also explains, similar to this, he says, the goyim are going to see the material, the wealth, and they know that material wealth doesn't last. They know that money is not promised. There's no guarantees in any money by anybody. There's no 100% treasury bonds which are going to be worth forever something. No, it could become nothing. So they're going to realize, and the goyim even understand this, and therefore they're going to want to enjoy it, and they're going to grab it even before it's really fully ready. And say, let's do it now, because who knows what's going to be tomorrow. Even they have this understanding. The Radak brings another shot from his father, the chapoi, like kapais tmarim, meaning when it's on the branch, when this fig is still on the branch, he's going to just grab it off the branch and eat it, even though it's not ready yet. It's not the season. Mahu. Yeah, Hashem tzvokos la teres tzvi l'tzviras tifaro l'shar amay. On that day, instead of this glory of gaiva, instead of being proud of being shikr, instead of boasting how addicted you are, instead of that, on that day, it will become a day for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which people will realize what's really important. Hashem will be the crown. Living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the beautiful thing. Living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes something which has significance and meaning. That is the real turban, the real crown to wear on the head for those that will survive. So this is the Pasuk Pshat, according to many of them. Shatim, everybody has their amazing twists on it, but I'd like to share with you today, just for another moment, the twist of the Alshech, how the Alshech explains the Pesukim. The Alshech has, we'll say, two questions on the Pesukim which we read. One question is, in Pasuk Aleph, Kapitel Chav Ches Pasuk Aleph, why does the pasuk switch from Lashon Rabim to Lashon Yochid? It begins and says, "Hoi, ateres geus shikirei Ephraim. Woe to you, who wear the crown of glory, you drunkards, plural, of Ephraim." And then immediately afterwards it says, "Betzitz noivol tzvi sif artoi." And those that are realizing how the blossoms and the beauty and the perfect figs, the perfect, well, everything is noivol, it's dying. But it switches to sif artoi, it doesn't say sif artum. So why is it switched from plural to yachid? And then he has a question on Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk says in Pasuk Dalet, Asher yire haroya oisa ba'oide v'chapa yivle'ena. The seer will gaze and notice it when it's still v'chapa, either in the hand or on the branch, yivle'ena, he'll swallow it. Why does it have to say, the seer will see it? Just say, when it's still in the hand, or it's still on the branch, it will be eaten. You don't have to mention the guy who sees it. And if you mention the guy that sees it, you say the guy who sees it will see it. It's a very, very redundant lashon, and b'chlal, all the words are extra. The pasuk could have just said, that blossom, that fig blossom, which looked like it started to grow, and it started being a little fruit, it looked like it was going to be doing well, it will be kibikur b'terem kayetz, but oida v'chap yivle'ena. When it's still in the palm, it will be eaten. Why does it have to mention b'chlal? Yire haroya oisa. I'm just in parentheses, I just noticed as I'm saying this share that a palm tree or a tamar tree is called kaf, kapis tamarim, and the English word hand is also kaf, palm. Is there a connection? Don't have to think about that. Anyways, that's just a little parentheses thing. Now back to the main share. So Alshech, after he asks these questions, he has the following mahalach in these psukim which we just read. Alshech says the Pesukim really speaking, addressing to two different factions. There are those, which was most people of Ephraim, who Chazal tell us over and over again, were literally involved in alcohol and drinking wine, terrible thing. Emir Tashem, in the afternoon Navishir, maybe next week or in 2 weeks, we're going to be speaking about, in a positive way, Emir Tashem B'Shatel, we'll be speaking about the right way to drink wine. Mirtz Hashem will come up very soon in the afternoon of Taira Share. But in the Hayir and the Taira Share, Pesukim straight out against people indulging so much in wine. Very, very strongly. And it goes on with that, the way all the Mepharshim explain. It's going on with that in the Taira. In Amos it speaks about it. We know that Saras HaShvatim, Gemara says in Shabbos, Rashi brings it here, the Gemara in Shabbos says that they went to Golis because they were too busy with their Tanugim, with drinking wine and their bathhouses. Gemara and Shabbos, and Archa Sadikim from the Rambam, goes on and on, also speaking how terrible it is people that get caught up in wine, how addicting it is, And obviously this would refer to anything which anybody gets indulging in. You don't like wine, you have to make sure it's not something else instead. So that's one thing the Pasuk is speaking to. The other thing, says the Al-Sheikh, the Pasuk is speaking to those who are relying on their wealth. They feel very, very comfortable because they have mutual bonds, U.S. Treasury bonds, this fund, that thing. They have real estate. They feel like they're set and nothing could ever tamper their money. We know that in Kehelis, we're told over and over again, it's for Kehelis, don't rely on your money. This is coming from Shlomo HaMelech. So here in Yeshaya, we have a very, very similar message. And those are individuals. So there are those who are busy drinking wine. That's all they have. They don't even have any money. Whenever they get money, what do they do with the money that they get? They go and they get drunk. They go around schnarring, collecting. They go a little work maybe. And then whatever money they make from work, they keep spending on their addiction over and over and over again. And that's the Roiv Am. Then there are those individuals who are very rich. And they turn to those who are indulging and say, guys, you don't know how to do it. You don't just drink wine. You got to eat meat with it. You have to have a steak which was aged. And you have to do this. And you have to have this type of cigar with it. And this wine you have to pair. You have to marry. I heard of people marrying people, but they have food marries food. I'm not making this up. I've heard people talking about this before. This lemonade gets married with this chocolate milk or something like that. I don't know. This chalon goes with this wine. So everything they have. This rich guy is a whole mahalach. What needs to go with what? He says, no, you can't just drink wine. You have to also enjoy it. And this type of table, this type of dish, this type of background, this type of music playing. When all of that, that's the way to drink the wine. And these are individuals, and the Navi will also be addressing them, specifically, not just the wine issue, dealing with their reliance and their gaiva with money. So now let's go to the Pesukim and explain them. This is all in the Al-Sheikh. Hoi, Ateres Geus Shikoyre Ephraim. Woe to the crown of those who are so boastful and they feel all great, how they're indulging and enjoying the pleasures of wine and other pleasures of Olam Hazeh, Vayishman Yishurun, Vayivat. Woe to you! And another thing, Vitzitz Noivot Tzvi Sevart, as if the Hoy is going on, also, woe to you people who are proud of your wealth, who feel all boastful, who feel rich, who feel better than everybody else, who have your noses up. Asher Arosh Gei Shemanim, only after having been filled with shamein, having a full, juicy, vayishman, yeshurun meal, then you're willing to be smitten with wine at the end. You have the pre-wine, the middle wine, the after wine. The Gemara speaks about different types of wines, before the meal, after the meal. We're going to be speaking to you too. Woe to you also. Pasuk Beis. And Pasuk Beis first goes and deals, Pasuk Beis and Gimel will be speaking about, the way the Al-Sheikh learns, will be speaking about the drunkards. And Dalid will be speaking about the people that are relying on their money. So Hine, Chazak Va'amitz Lashem says the Al-Sheikh, he learns like this. He says, even those that are Chazak Va'amitz Lashem, this is not the Pasuk Pshat, this is how he learns. Hine Chazak Va'amitz Lashem, even those that are strong with Hashem, those that are Torah Yidden, those that are Kaveh Yidden, those that are Tamid Chachamim, they also have to be careful not to get caught up in wine. They think that they're safe. That for them it's not going to happen. They're so connected to Hashem, they're not going to have a problem. Wrong. Hine, Chazak Va'amitz Lashem, even those that are strong with Hashem. Kizerem Bara Tsar Kotev. The wine will cut them down. Being tied up in Tanugim, in alcoholism, and anything that that represents, besides the Pasuk Pshat, even the Pasuk Pshat, of course, it will be like a torrent of hail, which will wash them away, will ruin all their Torah. Continues the Pasuk. Kizerim Mayim Kavirim Shaitfim, even if they are as strong as a strong current of water, meaning that they have so much Torah, a Mayim El Torah, he niach la'aretz b'yad, will all get knocked down to the ground. They'll end up with nothing. So even those that feel like, I don't know, I'm good spiritually, I'm very stark with my davening, I don't miss anything because of my wine thing, I just enjoy having this and this and that, I enjoy a shot, I enjoy this. It's bad. It's not good. You can't have both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. You want to speak about Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Look at the Gemara in Ksuvis. How much Hana he had from his Olam Hazeh. Feirush Gemara. Don't make things up. Pasuk Gimel. Biraglayim Teiramasna. Ateres Geush Tikari Ephraim. And this is very strong musa to the wine drinker, says the Al-Sheikh. Pasuk saying to them, do you realize you're putting on your heads, you're boastful about wine, and one is the product of trampling. Way mine is weighted, it's crushed. People step all over it. And that's what you're putting on your head? That's what you're proud of? Doesn't that sound ridiculous? And now Pasuk Dalet is going to address those individuals who feel safe because they're relying on their money. They have their money. Right now I'm holding on to euros, because euros this week is very good. Next week is going to be the Chinese, whatever they have, and then it'll be the Swiss. I don't remember what it's called. And I'm always safe because I have everything worked out. So the Pasuk, like, again, this whole Sefer Kehelis, will be addressing them right now. And we have this kasha of what's the Shashayira Haraya. So here the Alshach brings the story. Two friends were having a debate. What brings success? Is success brought about by shtadlus? You have to work, you got to do, and that's how you have success. If you do work, you'll be successful. You don't do a shtadlus, you won't. That's what one friend said. The other one said, maybe you got to do a shtadlus, maybe you don't, maybe there's a mitzvah, look in the paiskim, look in the rishonim, but hatzlacha is not based on your shtadlus. And the way the Alshach writes it, says, it's based on mazel, based on other things come into effect. Because these two people were arguing. Right? What did Gemara say? Bani Chaim is only b'mazel talia. So, they were having this argument, and the first guy wanted to prove his point. So we saw there was a tree, a fig tree, and there was one beautiful looking fig on top of the tree, and he went running to the tree, climbed to the top, got down the fig, and brought it back proudly, holding in his hand in front of his friend. He said, look, I'm going to prove to you the power of Ishtalus. I walked, ran, climbed, picked, cut, climbed down, came back, and I, who did Ishtalus, have this fig. You do not have this fig like I do. So it proves my point that the secret to Hatzlacha is Ishtalus. And the other fine fellow grabbed it out of his hand and popped it into his mouth and said, no, it's mazel. There was a fig right next to me, and I took it and ate it. And mazel wins. Says the Alshach, that's what the Pasuk is saying. You might work, you might protect, you might think you need everything, but it's not enough. Rashi says in Chumash, Yivarechacha Hashem, v'yishmerecha, Zag Rashi. Yivarechacha Hashem, v'mamin. V'yishmerecha, that ganavim won't come. It's not enough to have the money. You need a special bracha, brichas kehanim. And the Pasuk of Shad brichas kehanim says, Rashi in Chumash, is going on to help protect your money. Otherwise, you don't have any safe way, including that new fancy safe which you were thinking of getting. That's not going to protect you. You need to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and if he agrees, you're then it's safe. Otherwise, not. So says the Alshach. That's Pshat and Pasuk Dalet. Now, V'hoisa Tzitzas Noivol Tzvi Sefarte Shal Reish Grei Shmanim. What we spoke in Pasuk Aleph about that fruit, which was being enjoyed by all the rich people, we'll give a mashal for it. Says Yeshaya Novi Kivikura Beterem Kayitz. Like this one fruit which is ripe, before all the other ones. It's ready. This fruit is ready. Asha yira haraya oisa. The seer, meaning the second guy, not the one that picked it, not the one that worked. He just sees it. But oida v'chapa, he sees it's in the hand of the other guy. Yivlan, he just takes it, grabs it, and swallows it. So if you're relying on your money, someone else might see you, even though you did all the work. This is in Taichacha and Chumash. You do all the work, this guy could come and just take it away. So what are you relying on your money for? Says the Alshach. One might say, okay, but I see that nowadays, who is able to get a little Olam Hazeh are the people that are farther from Tyra. Those that are involved in Tyra don't seem to be so successful. They seem to be poorer. They seem to be struggling more. So the Navi says, you should know that these people who are Isaac B'Tayra, as poor as they are in a monetary sense, these people already have the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on them. This crown, you have a crown of Gaiva, you have a crown of drunkenness, you have a crown of money, they have a crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there will come a day when everyone will see that crown. Hashem is already in a terrace. But on that day, Hashem will be on a terrace tzvi, a terrace which everybody sees, everyone notices, a terrace which brings cover to the person, because everyone will see it. Hashem is already a tzvir. Hashem is already a turban on our heads. But there'll come a day when there'll be a turban of glory. Well, everyone will notice. For those that maybe seem poor, or those that maybe seem you know, not as materialistic rich, not maybe not getting as drunk as other ones, but since they're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're stopping themselves, holding themselves back from Taivis, controlling themselves, living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not trying to get both worlds at the same time, just focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will come a day when everyone will see the glories on their head. The Rabbi Hashem should help me, be mekayim what we learned here in the shir, help everybody, be zoiche, to be more and more and more involved in Ruchnius, and whatever gashis we have, to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to be simech, not to feel guaranteed that because we have that we're safe, or that it's with us forever. You want kavod, it stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen v'amen. Good Shabbos.